This is James Sagerton. I'm the chair of the National Finance Committee of the Pacific Foundation. This is the August 10th, 2021 meeting. And we believe we have a quorum, so I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll, please.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Harpo Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Okay, that's 10. We certainly have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. Next is adopt the agenda. I will read the agenda. First, we have number one, convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Two, the roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Four, chair's announcements. 2 minutes, 5 minutes approval, 3 minutes, six, ICFO report and June financials, 20 minutes report and Q&A. Seven, review draft 2021 KPFK budget, Anita Sims presenting, 60 minutes. Eight, budget timeline for timelines for fiscal year 2022, 10 minutes. Number nine, new business. Number 10, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Is there any discussion or additions or subtractions suggested for the agenda?
And so you're making that motion, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you, R. Paul.
On number eight,
the agenda.
On number eight, could we just make it FY22?
Sure.
Fits in with everything we've been writing for decades. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? I don't think we need to vote on that, do we? Of course not. Of course
checked.
Not. No, of course not.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
Are we going to say anything about the request that we made of the interim executive director?
Well, we did that last time. I'm not aware, as we spoke earlier, I wasn't aware that there were any new developments. Are there any new developments on that?
Well, I believe that Lyndon Foley did a director's inspection, but I'm sad that it had to come to that. But I'm wondering what steps we as a finance committee should take when we have been dismissed like that.
Well, why don't we ask Lyndon if he would like to make a report and add that to the agenda?
That'd be great.
Lyndon, do you have anything?
I could just say that we haven't received anything.
So would you like to request to put an item on the agenda, or would you like to pass that to Teresa?
Yes, I'd like to put that item on the agenda. I move that we have 2 minutes to discuss the director's request concerning the FJC loan extension and the sale of the house at 914 Lovett.
Very good.
Make that item number nine before new business?
I was going to suggest, since he wanted 2 minutes for that, and I have no announcements from the chair. Number four, we could dispense with that early as our next item and use that 2 minutes there. That would make it easy for our Paul to just insert that item right there. Is that okay with you, Lyndon?
It'd be fine.
You're okay with that, our Paul?
Give me a second. I'm copying this down.
Take your time. Maybe you can come up with a nice brief way to express that, R. Paul.
So I guess, I mean, the amendment would be to replace, hold on just a second, I'm trying to swallow something and failing, to replace chair's announcements, with discussion of
director.
Yeah, discussion of director's request concerning the FJC loan extension and the sale of the house at 914 Lovett.
Contract.
No. So it's not sale, it's contract?
We wanted to see the contract.
And the contract for the sale. And the contract for the sale of the house at 914 Lovett, and that's the address, 914 Lovett, right?
Yes.
Okay, 2 minutes. So the amendment is to replace the chair's announcements with discussion of director's request concerning the FJC loan extension and the contract for the sale of the house at 914 Lovett, 2 minutes.
Is that correct? Is that, you happy with that, Lyndon?
Yes, that's fine.
Very good. Okay. Is there any objection? Or is there any discussion first? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that will be our next item. Any other additions or subtractions from the agenda? Hearing none, we can move on to that item as number 4. Discussion of director's inspection, FJC loan extension, and the contract for the sale of the house at 914 Lovett. Are you ready, Lyndon?
Sure. I'd just say that I sent this, I think it was originally dated August 4th, and I sent it to the Pacifica National Board and to the interim executive director and to the LSB at KPFT. And since we had been, or I had been at least, asking for or asking why we're not being able to see that this property has been advertised for sale, and I think I've been asking since around June 10th, because I think it was the June 3rd and June 10th meetings that we had discussed this, and we're finalizing that. And Lydia had said that she was going to sign a contract that day or the day before and needed to get on to inform FJC because this property was held as collateral. And so when I sent this out on August 4th, I think it had been 7 weeks or so, and it's like 8 weeks at this point. And I was just getting more and more frustrated with the lack of cooperation. So, I sent it to all of y'all twice since you're on, well, or some of y'all twice and some of y'all just once. And we, I asked for a copy of the contract and with, Coldwell Banker. I asked for an unredacted copy of the negotiated loan agreement, because you recall that Jane said in her answer to our first request was that she was looking at redactions in it, and also that she would, when the correct time came or something. I thought it was very, I didn't like how that was put. And then I asked for communications between the foundation and FJC regarding that potential sale and the use of the sales proceeds. That's something we've been looking for, wanting to know how that was going to happen for over a year now. And then I asked for a status update on the sales process to include the platforms that the reference property is listed on and when it was listed, the number of potential buyers who have access to each platform used in the listing. And then I appended the two motions that Teresa had made and that we passed. And that was, you know, that we get a copy of the NFC, the NFC get a copy of the brokerage contract to sell the building, and that we get a copy of the loan extension. And so far we have not received anything. Well, so in the meeting the other night, she sent out, or before the meeting the other night, she sent something out, which, showed that it was on Citrix or something.
Lyndon, will you excuse an interruption?
You're
about to run out of time. Would you like to move to extend?
Yes, I'd like to extend for 3 minutes. Or if anybody has questions, 5 minutes.
Well, why don't you decide, 3 or 5?
5.
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there a second? No second required. I'm sorry. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 more minutes. Thank you, Lyndon.
So we did get, thank you, Chair. So we did get a screenshot of this one very limited subscription service that it was advertised on. And again, it was advertised for the 2017 appraisal price. And she indicated that there were a couple of people who had looked at it and were crunching numbers on it. And my position, and I think most of the people on this committee, is that we want as many eyeballs as we can have on it. We don't want to just have two or three people that are going to crunch numbers and then try and bring the number down that we're asking for. As a matter of fact, I think somebody communicated to me that they spoke with this broker, and the broker didn't think that the comps were even up to $1.215 million. And so I just don't like the way this is shaping up. We were told by the IED that it was going to go on other sites and, is, in fact, would go on the residential listings. As of yesterday, it was not listed in just residential listings. I did not check that broker's site specifically, but I just Googled it, and, you know, Zillow and whatever else comes up, and it just wasn't there. So that is my report on the situation with the sale of the property at 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Are there any questions?
This is Sharon.
Julie.
Go ahead, Sharon. Before you go, Sharon, we're about to run out of time again. Would anybody like to extend?
Move to extend for 4 minutes.
Any discussion, objection?
No objection.
Hearing none. Go ahead. 4 more minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
I'm
tempted to make a motion that we ask the PMB to have, or whoever, the IED, the EG now, I guess, to have the property for sale in a place where anyone can find it. It doesn't even make sense what you said, Lyndon, that they are having it in this one obscure listing place that, you know, only a few people can find out about it. I mean, that is ludicrous. I'm sorry, that's ludicrous. I mean, in an organization with the financial situation that this organization is in, and the intent to sell an asset right now, which is obviously what's happening, why wouldn't we try to maximize that? I mean, I'm wondering if I should make a motion but I didn't want to take up a lot of time. So that's why I'm tempted to make a motion. But that's all I have to say for now.
Julia?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that during the PNB meeting last week, I think it was, we found, a couple of us found the listing for 419 Lovett on LoopNet, which is a commercial real estate listing site. It's kind of like, if there were such a thing as Zillow for commercial real estate, it would sort of be like that. So I will, I'm looking for the link, but I will email that to everybody on the finance committee. I at least was reassured by seeing that, that the broker, you know, has now put it on, you know, kind of the sort of sites where lots of people see it. That doesn't address all the other questions that Lyndon posed, but at any rate, I will email that link to people within the next couple of minutes. Thanks.
I'm going to put myself on the stack, but ask if there's anyone else who wants to go.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Chris for the stack.
It's just to me, it's bothersome that there's this kind of cat and mouse game to just see a contract. I think the board, if not me, you know, if not me, the directors have a right to see that contract. And I think it's arrogance or whatever that there's maybe a better, I don't know whether it's questionable or whether it makes you wonder about intent there, that we have not been able to see this. And I want to know the date that it was signed. I don't know what the motivations were. So you as directors, when you're dealing with an asset that belongs to this foundation, you know, I'm worried that none of the money from this sale is going to go to us. We will totally lose it. I have serious sympathy for KPFA, who lost a whole building to pay for some debt, and now we have a similar situation. But like, I just don't know what's going to become of us, and I don't appreciate this evasiveness. So as directors, I beg you to get your act together and ask to see that contract and ask to see the date, because if there's some hanky-panky there, it's up to you to get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to request that members not impugn the motives of others who are not present and suggest hanky-panky, although I appreciate the sentiment. There's only about 5 seconds left. Would someone like to move to extend? We have two more speakers. I'm going to move to extend.
Another 4 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. Any objection? Okay, we have another 4 minutes. Chris, you're next.
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know I forwarded the link. Thanks.
Chris, could you say that again? You broke up a little bit.
Sorry, cell phone. I sent the LoopNet link to everyone, just letting you know.
Very good. Thank you. All right, I'm going to take a turn now to say that I did have a conversation with the broker, and he told me it was listed on Coasters, which is a membership site which has only agents and members on it. It was to be listed on LoopNet, and I guess that's happened. And it was also going to be listed on something called Crexi, C-R-E-X-I. So somebody could possibly check that and see if that has happened. And also, in conversation with Lyndon, it was suggested that some other directors sign on to his director's inspection. And I kind of think the Finance Committee has a little bit of ownership of this, because we passed, I think, 3 resolutions without objection to try and get this information in these documents. And we have been thwarted in our intent. So I, for one, am willing to sign on to as a director to Lyndon's director's inspection. I'm wondering if there's anybody else on the committee that would like to do that.
That's this is a question. Beth. I'll sign on. This is Beth. I'll sign on.
Good. Thank you.
Do you want directors or just anyone on this committee?
Well, only directors can do a director's inspection, so this would just give more authority to it.
If I might comment, too, just very briefly, because it's obvious that levels of trust are low on both sides, it seems as if the remedy for that is just simply sufficient documentation. That's all. Thanks.
I'm wondering if any of the other directors on the call are interested in signing on. We've got five directors here so far. We've got three. I'm not hearing any, so I'll accept that that's where we stand. And then I wonder, I don't know what else the committee could do to pass a stronger motion or another motion. I mean, we've already passed a motion requesting these things, and we didn't get it.
This is
I guess the directors should probably strategize themselves away from the meeting to decide that. It's probably not something we should discuss here in the Finance Committee. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I would like to suggest that we request a report at the PNB meeting Thursday night on a progress report on the previous motion. From Lydia.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
Who's
there? Is that the Finance Committee, Beth?
I thought it was the directors.
I would be content with either directors, or I would hope the entire Finance Committee, because we've already passed these motions in the past without opposition and made the requests, and we're still waiting for the result. And it's a simple objective. It shouldn't be controversial to request a progress report on a status report on that previous motion. So I guess it's a motion for the whole committee.
Yes, it sounds like what it is.
This is
as I said earlier, I think the directors should speak separately from the committee about joining or not on the director's inspection. It's a separate issue. So
could I have some wording for a motion?
I did hear Lyndon say something. Were you requesting the stack, Lyndon?
Yes, I was. I just wanted to say that you can guarantee it will be brought up. We don't really need a motion to do that. I mean, if Lydia's there, I'm going to bring it up.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I would expect that you would, and that if you didn't, someone would. Nevertheless, just in sort of standing our ground on proper procedure and accountability, I think that there's so much of what happens in Pacifica happens, and then there's very little follow-up to actually see to it that things happen. And this, I think it's a matter of responsibility on our part and accountability on the part of management. So I would like a formal request from the committee to the PNB, to the executive director, that we have a report so that they know that this is a normal thing. This is to have a request like this. It should follow any. It's I'm sorry it would take a request, but it seems to, so I'm happy to provide it.
Okay, so can we help our Paul get some wording then, if that's the motion?
Are you looking to me to do that? This is Beth.
Can our Paul, do you have something we can start with, or do you want us to provide something?
No, I've got people talking back and forth, and somebody saying make a motion, and then people talking again. So it's no motion, no wording. And let me say, I don't know that we need that, because we've already passed the stuff, as we've shown the last time. And this is really a director's thing, I think.
This is Beth.
We're going to need to extend time. Would anybody like to offer an extension?
Beth moves to extend for 3 minutes.
Any objection? Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Beth moves that the National Finance Committee request a progress report on previous motions passed at the last NFC meeting, requesting the appropriate documentation from the executive director, or a progress report at the next PNB meeting.
And you want to name the documents, the FJC loan document and the
I'd like to reflect whatever the language has been that's referred to those documents in the past, in the past motions, I'd like to reflect that, that identical language. And if you want to stick the date in for the PNB meeting, I think that would be the 12th.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm not looking at the calendar.
It's the 12th.
Okay.
So can we tighten up this language for our Paul? I think we're talking specifically about the FJC loan revision documents and the...
Tell you what, before we get to that, let me read what I've got.
Okay, thank you.
What I've got is the NFC requests a progress report on previous motions passed at the last NFC meeting, requesting appropriate documents from the interim executive director with a progress report at the next, is it NFC meeting?
No, the next PNB
meeting. Okay, PNB meeting. And, yeah, that needs a little work, I think.
This is Beth. There are two references in there to progress report, and we can probably consolidate that to one. If you would like, I can work on this wording. I do better on paper visually, and I can, or on electronics work visually, and I can submit it yet within the next few minutes, if that's useful. Or we can just continue as we are.
I'd like to try and just do this now and get it done. Our Paul, you know, usually we say the NFC recommends to the PNB that they recommend to the executive director that she provide a progress report or, you know, something along those lines. Would you agree that that's the kind of language we would want here?
Well, if that's what we're going to do, I guess that's the way we have to phrase it. Okay, so it will be the NFC request at the PNB to make a macro of this. One second. The NFC requests that the PNB request a progress report on... Now we get into the thing of previous motions passed at the last NFC meeting. That really is not good language. What are the specific things? That building and the FJC loan particulars?
Correct.
On
she said she was redacting. She was checking for redactions on the FJC loan document. Or she later said at the same NFC meeting or the same PNB meeting that she didn't have the document, so I don't know how she could be checking for redactions. But we would like to progress report on the redactions from the FJC documents, loan documents, and. Why was she saying, the prompt progress report on the plans for release of the broker's contract? Her response to the broker's contract was it would be released at the appropriate time to directors only.
Okay, that got away from me. Okay. The NFC requests that the PNB request a progress report on redactions from the FJC loan?
Yes.
Okay. From the FJC loan documents and
correct.
Plans for release of the broker's contract regarding the 419 Lovett building?
Yes.
Okay. And all right. Is that it? Does that sound like
that,
a motion?
Your motion, Beth?
That's close enough. I can live with that.
Okay, let me read it all. The NRC requests that the PNB request a progress report on redactions from the FJC loan docs and plans for release of the broker's contract regarding the 419 Lovett building.
I think you say release of the broker's contract to the NFC. We're the ones who, we're not asking you to release it to the world. We're just asking you to release it to us, correct?
To the NFC. Okay. should we put in that this is something about the interim executive director? Because right now it says the NFC requests that the PNB request a progress report on redactions from the FJC loan docs and plans for release of the broker's contract regarding the 419 Lovett building to the NFC.
Yeah, so we would be the request from the executive director.
Report from the IED.
Correct. And unfortunately, if this goes to the PNB at the meeting on August 12th, you know, it's not going to get back to us until the next PNB meeting.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
That's why I was attempting to get ahead of that delay in my original wording that the NFC request a report from the IED at the next meeting, and rather than that we request that the PNB request, because that adds another step and clearly another meeting and delays the whole process that much further. I don't know whether that's acceptable protocol or not.
I don't think it is, because we make requests of the PNB, and then they have to either direct or request the executive director to take an action. So it would have to go from us to the PNB, the PNB to the executive director. And I think we should change the language from we're going to request this to we're asking the PNB to direct the executive director to release these documents to the finance committee.
Okay, that's a change of language. Let's see. The NFC requests that the PNB direct. Okay.
How the sausage is made, folks.
This is Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
If it's time, or if I don't know how formal we're going to be, but the asking for a progress report, I think, is a mistake. I would eliminate progress, asking for a progress report, because I just want to ask for it. Just say, you know, give it to us, because that does delay things a couple of weeks. And also, I'm asking for an unredacted copy of the FJC loan. I don't understand why we should have any redaction for the directors to see that.
Well, there's some, I don't know what that was.
Is that your adapter? Beth, that may be your adapter. So, Lyndon, are you suggesting that we ask the PMB to direct the executive director to release those documents to the Finance Committee immediately?
That's correct. I think we should just ask her to follow up to comply with the director's inspection.
With apologies to you, our fault for all of this.
Again, I think it should just be the directors doing it, but you know, we're gonna do this, I guess. All right, so all of that language we're just scrapping at this point, and we're starting off. It sounds like it. I mean, you know, request is that. Now I'm hearing direct the IED to release stuff to the NFC. Is that it?
Correct.
Or to the directors?
I say release the documents to the PNB directors.
I think that
probably, given the way things work and given the way some people are going to, I guess I'm debating a motion that's nebulous at this point, but let me see. I think it really needs to be a PNB thing, because there are people in the PNB who are going to be horror-stricken at the idea of a mere committee of the PNB getting this information. Well, I think that a bunch of people in the PNB haven't seen it. And, you know, I think you would run into resistance and probably spend a good couple of hours on that. So, I don't know. I mean, if outside of the idea of the directors just do this, which I think is best, maybe if we have a motion, yeah, it should just say release it to the directors or release it to the PNB. Because that way the directors will have it.
I'm going to ask Lyndon. Lyndon, you had previously said that if we don't do it, you're going to do it. So perhaps we should take our Paul's advice and just have you write up your own motion and submit it to the secretary and have it be on the agenda for the meeting?
Well, what I meant was if she is at the meeting and gives the report, then that was when I was going to ask these questions.
All right. Again, I think we're outside of Finance Committee jurisdiction or, you know,
right. Well, I was going to ask her to comply with the director's inspection.
This is Beth. May I address that?
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you, Lyndon, for that wording. That's exactly what my original motion intended. That's why I invoked the previous motions. I wanted an update or report on progress on those previous motions, because we've already agreed to that wording. They already have that wording. The question now is, whether and when and why she hasn't complied with this yet. So my issue there was compliance. And that's why I tried to make reference to the wording in the motions we've already passed. So, and I would suggest, too, that it's not an either-or thing. I think that Lyndon should pursue a director's inspection along with anyone else he'd like as allies on that, any other directors. And we should, as a committee, we should request response to the motions that we've already passed and implemented through the PNB. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Our poll would point out that this 2-minute item is really lengthy at this point.
It has ballooned. So I'm going to say that I think the idea of separating the PNB aspect of this and dealing with that separately, because this is the Finance Committee, let the directors do that, and then we should deal with Beth's motion from the committee requesting, and I don't know how you want to go back to saying this, Beth, requesting an update or requesting the PNB to direct the executive director to release the documents. We're kind of back to that conversation. And I'm going to say that, yes, we are we are consuming a lot of time on this. Would anyone like to move to extend for 5 more minutes or for some other
length
of time?
This is Teresa. I move that we extend for 5 minutes.
Is there any objection? Okay, I hope we can put this to bed in 5 minutes.
May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Teresa.
It's very sad that the PNB has asked for something and it's being ignored. I agree that we need to ask for this document specifically as first thing on the agenda, or maybe the first thing upon the interim executive director giving her report, if she's giving reports at PNB meetings.
Teresa, I'm going to interrupt you, if I may. I'm going to interrupt you because I think I'm going to rule that the discussion on this committee of what the PNB directors should do on the PNB is not what we should be discussing. We should be discussing what this committee wants to do in regard to asking for an update, a progress report, however we want to express it, or asking the PNB to do something. We don't want to discuss how the PNB should go about it or what the directors should do. That's not our role as this committee.
I'm asking the directors to see the documents. I want to see those documents. Well, they should see the documents. Since the interim executive director doesn't want me as a treasurer to see it, the directors are going to have to specifically ask for it. It should never have been sent to executive session, but since it went to executive session, that executive session never should have ended until it was provided. You know, that was just a stall tactic.
Okay, so again, I think we're outside of our bounds by talking about how the PNB board should be conducting its business. Again, as this committee, I think we need to restrict ourselves to asking through the PNB for something or asking the director through the PNB for something or asking the PNB to do something. We don't really get to tell the PNB directors how to proceed or what process they should take. So now we're back to discussing what to do, what kind of a motion do we want, and we've got a minute and a half. What do we want to ask as a committee? What do we want to ask the PNB to do? Beth, I'm going to ask you or Lyndon to come final form for this.
So this is Beth again. On previous boards that I've served on, it has been no big deal at all, just a matter of routine process, standard operating procedure for directors or committees to make requests of reports from staff when they were needed. And as long as it's ahead of the meeting and in time to write into the agenda so that they have time enough to prepare a response, it's considered no big deal. And to me, within my previous experience, to add another step, which means another delay of this committee asking the PNB, then to ask the IED, seems excessive and indirect. And especially given that the original motions were already passed by us without opposition, by the PNB, I don't remember whether there was opposition or not, but they passed and recently, and it's still quite pertinent, quite timely, and it's not unreasonable to ask for a progress report. If a week has gone by, that would seem to be sufficient time. And I'd like to know from the IED what she's done on this, what her reasoning is, whether she's prepared to provide the documents if she knows ahead of time that they're going to be asked for again, she may come prepared to send them then. I don't know. But
okay, Beth, I'm going to interrupt
kind of
you.
Public
I'm going to interrupt you to say that you're again talking about what the directors can do, which is they can put a motion in to the secretary asking for all those things that you just said and notice it and bring it at the PMB meeting. But that is separate from what the committee can do, because we're not all directors here. So
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, our fault.
I call for the orders of the day. The
yes.
five minutes expired a minute ago, so I call for the orders of the day.
So I agree with you. So, what does that mean, Arpal, that we have to have a vote, or we are out of time?
No, there's nothing on the floor. We have to, if people want to keep doing this, we have to extend yet again. Otherwise, we go on to the next, to the rest of the agenda.
Okay, so what do we do? Have a vote on the call for the orders of the day, or a vote
to
extend?
No, the call for the orders of the day is there. It's there. If anybody wants to extend, they have to make a motion to extend. And I'm going to vote against it, so get ready for that.
Okay. I'm just going to say I would hate to have wasted this 37 minutes and not come up with anything. However, so does anyone want to move to extend? And we'll see how that comes out. Or no one would like to move to extend?
This is Teresa. I moved to extend 5 minutes because I want to get the document.
Okay. So is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Objection.
Okay. So we'll have to go to a vote. Paul, can you take the vote?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me get this up here.
Take your time. Thank you.
Okay. All right, the motion is to extend this item by an additional 5 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
No.
Teresa J. Allen.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
No.
Fred Blair.
No.
Chris Corey. Chris Corey?
No.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
I'll abstain.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
I abstain.
Julie Hewitt?
I abstain.
R. Paul Martin? No. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Anita Sims?
Yes.
3-4, 5 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so we have to move on. And the next item on the agenda is minutes approval. Are there any minutes, Paul?
Yes, there are. I move that we approve the minutes of the July 27th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion, any corrections? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's approved. Remember, we can always make corrections at a later time if the need arises. Okay. Now we can go to the next item, which is the ICFO report and June financials. 20 minutes for the report and question and answer. Thank you for your patience, Anita, while we tried to work that last issue out.
Quite all right. Thank you. I also wanted to mention that I have one of my colleagues on the phone, Vicki Clark. She is located in Washington. Is that correct, Vicki?
Yes, that's correct.
And she'll be my backup from time to time. As you all know, once we start to travel again, I'm talking about the organization, I might have a conflict. So I want Vicki to be aware of, for no other reason, to be able to support me or present current information. But again, I assume that you have the June consolidated report in front of you.
Does everyone have that?
What's the file name?
It's called Pacifica Foundation Consolidated Monthly Income Statement.
Can you tell us when it was sent,
this is Sharon.
All right, Sharon.
The one I was looking at, it says Pacifica Financial 6/30/21 with percents.
That's the file name. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's the file name. That's what I was asking for. Okay, so it is that. Thank you.
Do you have it? I assume everyone
has
it.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah.
I have it.
Yes.
Right. Let me start on the consolidated level, and then we'll kind of go a little bit station for station, and still hopefully be able to have time to answer questions. If you look at the first page, as I'm referring to, and I'm going to really be comparing the column AC against AE. And again, total revenue, line 24. Again, 9.4 million against prior year of 8.5. So there is an uptick of 848,000. Keep in mind, again, this combined, that $1.2 million was in PPP funds, if you will. And those funds, you see it under the January column, column W, row 23. Hearing no questions on that, if you go down a little bit further, total operating expenses, 8.4 million against 8.7, or reduction of 295,000 from prior year. Again, I'm going to go through the individual stations so you can see what that shows up. Again, net income year-to-date through June 30th is 959,000 versus 184 net income year-to-date as of last June. So that's showing an overall increase in income of 1.1. Keep in mind, that's also the recognition of the first PPP loan of 1.2 that was forgiven in full.
Anita, this
yes,
is
sir.
Chair. Could you just explain to everyone what the effect is? What you have to do is back out. If you want to see how we're really doing, you need to back out that PPP money.
Right.
To get that picture. Can you, I don't know if you have those figures available, but could you just give
yes.
an example of what it really looks like without the PPP?
Well, let's turn the page to KPFA. And this is the income statement for KPFA. And again, I'm talking about row 18. Column AC against AE. If you look at those two columns, year-to-date as of June, ahead from prior year of 326,000, but 365,000 of that was from PPP funds.
And so could you comment for us, while it may look like with the PPP money that we're doing quite a bit better, in fact, without the PPP money, which way is the trend going?
The trend is that they're below prior year.
Thank you.
So what I did is I took the $3,158,000 year-to-date of June, subtracted, and the PPP funds is $365,000 to get 2.815. So that would be a little below prior year.
If you look at, I do have a question.
Go ahead, Sharon. Go ahead.
Where exactly is the PPP money shown on here? What column and line is that?
It's in column W, row 17.
Thank you.
It is. That's okay. It's in the same place for the rest of the stations also.
Okay.
And I was just going to comment a little bit on personal costs. They are higher if you look at line 21, personnel costs, $1,806,000 versus prior year, $1,701,000. So an increase of $105,000. The other variance that I noticed was programming expenses. That is on 24. Year-to-date of June is $195,414 against a prior year of $153,000. So it's a swing of almost $42,000. One more comment on this. Net income, which is row AC still, line 36. The net income is $411,000 versus prior year of $140,000. But again, you have to back out the $365,000 in PPP.
This is Lyndon for the STAC.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Anita, would you mind going back to the consolidated for just a minute?
Sure.
Okay. I saw for April through June on line or row 78, the audit fees, very large. It's like $139,000 or $135,000 those 3 months. And I'd like to compare that to the prior year to date of $6,500. And then I'd like to look at the insurance expense, which in April, which is on row 80 of $57,804, would that be including our directors and officers insurance?
I would think that's all insurance, but yes, including from the national office.
Yeah, well, you can see it jumps from 15,000 to 57, then down to 22. So
correct.
So that was an extraordinary item. Then on the very next row, interest bank charges, December, we have 61,983. And then we're not showing any more big interest charges for the rest of the, from January through June. I'm wondering why that is.
I don't know, Linda, but I will find out.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that the December number is probably interest charge to the loan, and then I don't see it again.
Well, we only pay it quarterly.
Well, right, but that's January through June.
Yes. Well, I know it has been paid. We'll do an analysis on the interest charges, audit costs.
Okay.
That's probably for the cost for two audits and for insurance.
Yeah, that December on the interest bank charges and what stands out there.
Okay.
And let's see. I know it's overall you can see here. Overall, on line 105, that our rent tower has gone up pretty good, and we you'll be able to see that in all the other divisions, of course. And then the telemarketing, I was pretty on line 120. I was pretty surprised by that. But after looking at the other unit, some of it may be that credit card discount fees in some groups are using that as telemarketing. So that's the, or that would be the answering services for fund drives, I'm thinking. But you can see it's 57,000 year to date compared to 6,300 prior year to date.
Right, I see that. I think also what is happening that not everyone is indicating expensing it on the same line.
Right.
And as I mentioned before, until we have access to being able to see those invoices, we really don't know where they're getting expense. Because they're keying in the same, I mean, those AP invoices, if you will, and then they're getting paid. What we're looking at is numbers. When we're consolidating everything and we're hoping, you know, we do ask, obviously, when there's a variance, we don't always get the information. And the questions that I asked when I took a pass at this were some very much different from yours, but really I was looking at phone costs, if you will, which I noticed was high. Audit costs, I'm sure that is the cost of the two audits. But we'll get a breakout for you and analysis.
Well, I agree with you on the audit costs. I don't need to see anything on that. I was just pointing out how we didn't have any the year before.
Maybe one was not accrued, but we did do an audit in 2019. But I'll still check. I mean, we've been, I feel like an audit, so we've been working on your behalf.
Right, right.
All right.
That's all I had on consolidated.
Okay.